For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Japan's deputy prime minister has retracted his recent comments made in connection with Japan and Nazi Germany. Taro Aso issued the statement after suggesting this week that the current government of Japan could take lessons from how the Nazis circumvented the constitution of the then Weimar Republic to establish an offensive military establishment. His comments have come amid expected plans by the current Japanese government to try to amend the country's pacifist constitution to create an offensive military. Amid the recent remarks made by Japanese politicians, the Chinese government has issued a new statement calling on the Japanese side to make more substantial efforts to improve the relations. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says it will not help to solve the problem with only empty slogans calling for a dialogue. The Foreign Ministry has issued a statement saying the Chinese government strongly opposes a U.S. Senate resolution on disputes in the East China Sea and South China Sea. Spokeswoman Hua Chunying says the resolution puts pressure on China when it comes to the territorial disputes in the region. Hua says the resolution is sending the wrong message. U.S. intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden has received temporary asylum in Russia for 1 year. Snowden's lawyer, Anatoly Kucherena, says he has moved to a safe place, though his whereabouts remain a mystery. The Russian Federal Migrant Service has confirmed the temporary asylum. Meanwhile, the U.S. government says it is extremely disappointed. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Washington is evaluating the scheduled presidential summit in September. But at the same time, Jay Carney says the U.S. and Russia have a relationship that is based on realism, and the two sides have a wide range of common interests. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party is reportedly celebrating an early election victory. The country's electoral commission says Mugabe's party swept 26 out of the 28 parliamentary seats as it announced the first batch of election results. The early results come as three provinces have already finished counting their votes. Counting in the rest of the country is coming to an end, with long-serving Mugabe already claiming a landslide win. But Zimbabwe's prime minister and opposition candidate Morgan Tsvangirai is dismissing the election as a sham. Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari is urging the international community, particularly the United States, to prepare a Marshall Plan for his country's economic development. Zardari has said the international community is obligated to offer Pakistan assistance as the country is at the forefront of fighting militancy and terrorism. Zardari made the comments during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Ariel Castro from the U.S. state of Ohio, responsible for kidnapping, raping, and imprisoning three girls for over a decade, has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. The 53-year-old school bus driver has been sentenced to life in prison plus 1,000 years for aggravated murder and other charges related to kidnapping and rape. The only victim to speak in court, Michelle Knight, wept as she delivered her victim impact statement before Ariel Castro, telling her captor he would face hell for eternity. In court, Castro apologized to the three victims and asked for their forgiveness. Italy's top court has upheld a jail sentence against former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi for tax fraud. The Italian Supreme Court confirmed a 4-year jail term and ordered a new appeal trial for a related ban on public office. The highest court's decision was the first definitive conviction after up to 30 court cases against the three-time premier since he entered politics some 2 decades ago. Those allegations include tax fraud, corruption, and more recently having sex with an underage prostitute. China's top legislature is soliciting public opinion about a draft amendment to the environmental protection law. The amendment was last reviewed by lawmakers a year ago. For the first time, it specifies that protecting the environment is a basic state policy. It also has harsher punishments for polluters. As an example, if polluters fail to correct their problems before a given time, they will be forced to pay daily fines for every day they're late. China's first inner-city express train has begun its test runs in Sichuan. The train will run between Chengdu, Dujiangyan, and Dazhou. The express train, which can carry some 1,500 passengers, is designed to travel at 200 kilometers per hour. Another fast train with a speed of 160 kilometers per hour will also start trial runs soon. It will be put into use on the line linking the cities of Guangzhou, Dongguan, and Shenzhen. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.